Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, I'm psychic medium Drew Calley, and I'm here with evidential medium and spiritual intuitive Kim Griffin. We welcome you to our new show, Speaking Spirit, which airs every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and is dedicated to all things spiritual. However, we wish to place an emphasis on evidential mediumship. Mediumship is the art of communicating with your loved ones in spirit and providing you with evidence, information, and messages to provide you with peace, healing, and hope. A medium is a person who connects those in this world with those who have moved on to the next. Kim and I will discuss various topics related to mediumship for the first portion of the show, and we will be taking calls for live on-air mediumship readings in the latter portion. If you wish to connect with a loved one, please log into the chat room and provide your first name along with your area code. The call-in number is 929-477-2551. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-2551. If you can log into the chat room and you're not just listening by phone, please do and put your first name in there along with your area code. Again, the call-in number one more time is 929-477-2551. Kim Griffin can be found at www.kimgriffinmedium.com. That's kimgriffinmedium.com. Or you can find her at facebook.com/Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. That's Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. I can be found at drewcalli.com. It's drewcalli.com. Or Psychic Medium Drew Calley on Facebook. Kim, how are you?
Good. How are you, Drew?
I'm good. I'm really good. I can't believe upstate New York this time of year is like 71 degrees today. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably the same temperature down here in North Carolina, so
I bet.
There you go.
Yeah,
isn't
no complaints. So I know we were going over some topics, and you had a really interesting one for today.
I did have an interesting one. people, I have noticed over the years, people get confused in how we work. What I mean by that, they are confused about how we get the information in. And I did the same thing, you know, we assume when we go to the medium that there's just a knowing. You have my Uncle Fred around, so tell me where the document of the land is. Like, they think it's an automatic communication. They feel that is picking up the phone and just having a conversation with them. It's just they're there, that we can see them with our physical eye. How are they doing? What do they look like now? Are they okay? Is he, you know, did he lose weight? You know, that kind of thing. And what people may not understand is how we perceive the information is through our clairs. And when I say clairs, I mean our clairvoyance, our clairsentience, which is our clear feeling, through our claircognizance, which is our clear knowing, and there's a few other clairs. And mostly what I work with is my claircognizance, which is my clear knowing. It's just a knowing. So what happens with a medium, as you know, it's all within our own mind. So when we see them, we are not seeing them with our physical eye. We are seeing them within our mind's eye, like reflecting back on a memory. It's not even a clear picture sometimes. You know, it's just, again, like a reflection of a memory. Most of the time when I am describing somebody, I'm not even seeing them in my mind's eye. It's more of a knowing. Sometimes what will happen is they will give us symbols, and that is the work of the medium to figure out what that symbol means. And for instance, I was reading somebody one time, and all of a sudden I understood the Star of David. So I said to the person sitting across from me, oh, he was Jewish. No, he was Catholic. Oh, okay, well, why am I seeing the Star of David? Because his name was David. So from then on out, my symbol for the name David was the Star of David. You know, what happens if they're Jewish? You know, what if they come through and they're Jewish? Do they still show me the Star of David? No, sometimes it was just, usually now what I see is an old Yiddish man, or I get the symbol Fiddler on the Roof, and I know that they are from a Jewish background. You know, if I'm getting a Catholic, it will be, you know, I will see the Virgin Mary. You know, that kind of thing, or rosary beads. So that's the way that they use their symbols to convey to me their religious affiliations, if that was important to them, if that was important to them. So, yeah, and so, you know, I don't know if you want to chime in here, but please feel free to chime in. How do you
sure,
feel
no,
about
I think,
that?
You know, when I first realized that I was a medium and things were happening, I was seeing them objectively, so outside of me. I was seeing people usually in like a misty kind of form, and it was usually like in a reflection in glass or something like that. And I was hearing, like, so you went over to clairs, like clairaudience is what I recognized first other than clairvoyance. But the clairaudience, every time I touched water, I kept hearing, this is Jonathan, you have to call Jason. And it was like a voice, not like you and me are talking, but an energetic thought that wasn't mine. And it just came up
right
from the back of my brain to the front of my mind, and like all of a sudden I could hear it, and I could tell you what the voice sounded like, the age of the – it was very – I don't know how – it's a vibration. So I think the – well, for me, my experience personally was I think I needed to see it objectively, not subjectively, like in my mind's eye would be subjectively, but objectively.
Right.
I needed to see it outside of me in order for me – for it to get my attention and go, okay, this is real. And then eventually that stopped, you know. And I think you're right. I think it's really important because how everybody receives information or evidence or messages or communication in general from spirit, I think is different. And I think most people will tell you that they feel. Like I just kind of knew, like you said, claircognizance. Like I just know or I feel like. And to me – and we talked about this recently, I think, on air, that when I feel something or I know it, when I feel something really strong, there's no doubt. That is a knowing. And I get some of my strongest information like that because I can misinterpret what I hear and I can misinterpret what I'm seeing in my mind's eye.
Right.
And what surprised me, too, is that I thought that it would be like a human being walking over to me, say this. Say that, and it was that easy. Like I could just turn around and have a normal conversation. I can, but it's more of a telepathic communication in my mind to their mind. It's a mind to mind or a soul to soul connection. So
exactly,
like when you were speaking, it reminds me. Like I get clairaudient symbols. Like sometimes I will get a name in my ear, and I'll say the name, and the person can't understand the name. So then what I do is I go back into it and I feel into it. And that, let's say I get the name Jason and it brings up somebody I know, that usually sometimes they use that as their physical description. I don't know why, but it's like they'll show me stuff they'll show me things that are in my references so that it's easy for me to convey to the person who's receiving. And I think, you know, most people assume that there's like a physical body that they just can't see walking around. And what we're dealing with, at least my experience, is that we're dealing with an energetic presence. And in order for them to communicate with us, they use the senses that work the best for what they're trying to convey. And that's why sometimes I can hear, sometimes I can see, sometimes I can feel, sometimes I just know, and sometimes it's a mix of some or all. And I agree, like, you know, it's weird. Like, for a long time, I would get something like an apple with a bite taken out of it, and that would mean New York City.
Okay.
And then one time, all of a sudden, that symbol didn't mean it because I kept saying, I'm like, there's got to be New York City. Then I explained exactly what the symbol was, and it made sense to them. Like they're like, well, because we, they were talking about something and it was like, I forget what it was, but it had to do with a child who kept taking a bite out of apples, but he wouldn't eat the whole apple. He would only eat that one, like one bite. So it was like a funny little thing that this kid did. So for me, I find it interesting that it continuously changes and evolves just like us. You know, where one symbol will mean, like the Star of David may mean somebody's Jewish for a period of time, but sometimes I'll actually get that symbol for somebody that's healing. I don't know why. I'll get that. I'll get the pyramid up and the pyramid down together, and I'll know that that person has a healing capability. So I do find it fascinating, and it continuously changes. Like, I think everybody tends to want to be able to see because our eyes, you know, in our minds, you can't mistake what you see. But I think some of the best communication and the most efficient communication and the most, I guess, love, the presence of their spirit that comes through is can be from a knowing and a feeling, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where you get the really good stuff. That's where you get the deep emotions. That's where you get some of the shared memories, some of the things that are going on today, you know, when you have that just that very, very deep knowing. It's like peeling back the onion for me. And, you know, I could be clairvoyant for a little bit in the beginning of the reading, but as I go on and I start to really get into the reading, it's not so much clairvoyant, it's just a clear knowing, and it's like peeling back the onion and getting back into the deeper layers of who the person was and the personality of the person. So I think that is really cool. And talking about symbols and whatnot, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the show. I know I've talked about it with you. And at first, this confused the heck out of me. I used to get, and I still do, get a lot of songs or movies. I do get a lot of music. And usually the music will represent the person's life. So it's not so much, at first I would be like, well, you really liked Elton John. He liked Elton John. Well, I guess he liked Elton John, you know. But then there would be a particular song that would represent the person, and that would be presented to me. So I'm just using this as an example, you know, Tiny Dancer, you know, and then I would go, oh, okay, now I understand what this means. This means this person was whatever that song represented, you know. Or sometimes I would get a movie, and within that movie, and it was strange. Okay, for an example, I got Breaking Bad. Haven't gotten any meth addicts lately through spirit, but I got Breaking Away. And within that movie reference, I understood that the spirit communicator liked to ride bikes, that was into racing bikes, was from the Midwest, from a small town. Now, Breaking Away was a movie that was from the 70s. So I don't even know if you're aware of that movie, Drew. So
no.
I'm giving away my age now. But I knew who was in the movie. So I did understand that the actors' names were very, very conducive connected to the spirit communicator. So Dennis Quaid was in that movie. So I said, I understand the name Dennis is also connected to this person. Yes, yes. So I could start rambling off the names. I got a Golden Pond one time. And that represented the spirit communicator's life. So I said, I understand the name. Now, I know Catherine Hepburn was in the movie, but spirit was telling me it's not Catherine, it's Audrey. Okay, I understand the name Audrey is connected to the spirit communicator. Yes, and the name Henry is connected to the spirit communicator. Yes, Henry Fonda. Get it? Okay. Jane also is connected. Yes. Now, did the Fondas come through to me? No. A spirit communicator whose life was parallel to the movie Golden Pond was coming through. I also understand that there was a little boat that father used to like to row in his pond. Yes. I also understand Parkinson's. Yes, because I had the reference of Katherine Hepburn. She didn't have Parkinson's. I don't know what ailment she had, but it resembles Parkinson's. So, I mean, I didn't know that in the beginning. So I was getting all these movies. I had no idea what that meant, but it was through trial and error, unfortunately. You know, you don't know until you know, until you kind of spirit kind of shows you this over and over again, do you understand what that is supposed to represent or symbolize. So
sometimes I'll actually have someone really close to me where I could just feel their presence, and I know that this is a loved one, or I know this is a friend, or like there was a recent group where I kept getting brother-in-law because it felt like family, but not family, but it was actually her brother's best friend who passed. So, you know, I think as far as someone receiving messages or receiving the reading, I think it helps for them to understand that they will show us however they can in order for us to bring them back to life in the way that
right.
they can. And I think it's not a perfect science. I don't think it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be a bit fuzzy so that there's room for belief, for exploration, for really journeying into the self and exploring the life after death kind of philosophy. And I think, it's so funny because after you've done this for a little while, as you know, people will have the very similar questions or concerns. And I always say to people, the mere fact that you're receiving evidence, that I'm saying I have somebody here that's like a dad, and I get the name Henry, and blah, 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 all of a sudden, you know, they'll be like, what do I have to say? And I'm like, just relax, because most of the time I feel like the fact that they're presenting themselves is them being acknowledged, is their way of showing how much they're working in order to let you know that they're okay so that you're okay. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I get so many people that, like, you know, like you said, I had a woman that was like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, listen, your mom and your father are here. It was like in the first 2 minutes. And she was like, well, ask them where I can't remember if it was a keys or some sort of pendant. Where's my pendant? Is it under the steps? Because I can't find it. And that's what I want to know. I was pissed as a reader. I was like, these people
sure.
are coming through. And I'm like, and you want to know where your jewelry is. You know, and I think people forget that they have to work hard and we have to work hard in order to be attuned to spirit consistently. And I think people have to be open, but I think also it can't just be, I don't like making things fit, you know, like,
right.
But I can understand sometimes because what we learn as mediums is what we're receiving is never wrong. It's how
mm-hmm.
we're conveying it to the person that could be misinterpreted. So
exactly.
if I get, you know, like I said about that apple with a bite in it, I might say New York City and they'd be like, no, we live in Canada. You know, okay, well, do you understand an apple with a bite out of it? And all of a sudden, yes, but I don't go back and explain that normally means New York City. And I think, unfortunately, people will remember the one or two things that you might not get instead of all
right.
the things that you do. Like I always tell the story, like there was this one I had like – 8 things in a row. I'm like, I know you bought your first house in 1982, and I know that, like, he's telling me that your second house, or that you were gifted the house after he passed, and it was a dad, and all this stuff, yes, yes, yes. But the guy was, like, just kind of, like, well, it can't be because, you know, he died a long time ago. I'm like, well, that just didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, and he's like, was he bald, you know? And, like, out of all the things I just said, you want to know if I have a bald man or not? So I think I always find it fascinating as a medium. And one thing I've learned being the reader is to be patient. And that can be hard sometimes because the information sometimes comes so quick. And when you link
right.
in with spirit, it's like, bam, 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 bam. And I try to slow it down. And I'd rather give less than give more because I want to make sure what I'm getting actually works for that person. But I do find that it continuously changes. And sometimes I don't even know how I get it. It's just like you said, like a knowing. Like I'll just be like, and I know that this is what they're making me feel. And then sometimes, for whatever reason, I'll get something wrong or I'll be off on the relationship. I'll think it's somebody's father, but it's their grandfather. Like, I will get, you know, some of those things, and I'm okay with that. Like, I really am.
Right.
I just think that, you know, and with some communicators, they are communicating with me so clearly, but I think that's because I can pick up what they're giving me so clearly, where there's other communicators that some, you know, that may communicate with you better than me just because you have different references that they can use better, you know?
Right.
And I think based on our, and we always talk about this, I think based on our experiences, I'm glad that I lived until I was like 34 without knowing that I was a medium, not really knowing I was a medium, because I lived a really full life, you know? I had
right.
so many experiences with moving, with work, with being in the military, with all sorts of different relationships. So I feel like I have a good pool of references for spirit to come through and utilize. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think the art of communication is one that takes a lifetime to really, like, I'll never feel my development is over.
Right. No, because it always evolves and it always changes. So, you know, in maybe 2 or 3 years, I'm not going to get movies anymore. Darn it. I'll get something else. So but maybe they'll work with another system. So,
well, I think music and movies are great, though, because you get so much with so little and something that's so familiar to you.
It's great. I mean, it really is great. When I realized that that's how they were giving me the information, it was just one movie. Boom, there's the movie, Breaking Away. And within all of that, I could have just, it was just like they were just painting a picture for me and giving it to me and said, all your information's right here. It's right here. So go for it. And then it's just like, wow. And then when I got the reference of Golden Pond, you know, it's the same thing right there. It's like they handed me it, you know, and it's beautiful. It's too bad it can't be like that all the time, but it's just not, you know.
What do you feel the hardest
thing
about reading is?
What do I think the hardest part of reading is? Oh, boy, that is a really good question. It's all very hard. it's hard to decipher your symbols. It's hard to communicate the emotional aspect of what I am feeling as far as the spirit is concerned at times. There is times where I am getting, as a professional, we can't be emotional in front of or I feel that we shouldn't really be too emotional in front of our clients, in front of our sitters, only because we're there to comfort them. Sometimes I get an overwhelming feeling of emotion from the spirit, and I really want that conveyed to the sitter. And it's hard sometimes when you're trying to be objective, because we're the delivery person. We are the messenger. We are the vessel. So we're just giving the messages, but they also want to convey the emotion. So sometimes that is hard as well. There's a lot of different difficult aspects of mediumship. It's the sitter's energy. You know, that's another very, very hard aspect, especially when you get the people that just want to see what you want to do. What do you got for me? What do you got for me? That kind of thing. That annoys I'm trying not to curse, but that annoys the heck out of me. You know, they just want to see what you got. You know, they want to see how you work, that kind of thing. They want it right there. I want my father here because I want to tell him off. Well, you know why he's not coming through. I did have an experience one time with me and another medium doing a gallery, and I didn't know it at the time, but one of my friends who was there told me afterwards. Now, what happened, I'll make a long story short, what happened within the reading is we go to each person. We went to this one gal, and her father-in-law came through, and you could tell she didn't really want to hear from father-in-law, you know, and she's like, yeah, you know, and the other medium was bringing in information about the father-in-law or about the in-laws, and it was almost like we couldn't get to her family. It was just the strangest thing. It was like that no matter how much we tried, we couldn't. But all the information that we were getting about the in-laws was very pertinent into what her husband was going through. So the messages were basically for her husband, and she was quite disappointed, I believe, even though she was touched, and that's great and all that. But afterwards, what the friend of mine had told me what happened was, she goes, you know, I didn't say anything to you, and she didn't even know I heard this. She goes, but I was walking through the living room, and I was delivering something into the kitchen, and I heard her say, well, I hope my family comes through, because I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And I was like, well, that's how come they didn't come through. And I don't believe, and I actually asked one of my mentors about this, and what she said to me was, spirit was protecting you. And I'm like, how beautiful is that? Because
sure.
How much
I mean,
did
I think,
energy
I think people,
plummet?
When they have expectations, you know, like I had somebody come in, and sometimes it was recently, and I ended up getting her mother, and it was a really good connection, and it was really good communication, but I could just feel, I just felt like I wasn't touching the person that they wanted. But this woman was so chatty, and it was such clear evidence coming through, it was like streamlining through me, that I wasn't consciously looking for anything else. I was just giving what I was getting, which is, I feel like it's picking up a phone, listening, and saying what I'm getting. And
right.
Yeah, and it was. And then I finally had to stop and say, look, I just feel like I want to make sure that I'm touched. Because she just looked, had this disappointing feel to her, disappointed.
Right.
And finally, when I said, who would you like to connect? And it was somebody else, and then we were able to connect. But so, like I always say, that I represent spirit first, I represent you second, and then I represent me third. Because sometimes people will come through, like I'll never forget, I had a similar thing where somebody's in-law had come in through, and the woman was really nasty, like, tell him to go, you know, F in hell and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
oh, Jesus God.
I was trying, and maybe she had a good reason. Like, I really don't remember. It was a couple of years ago. But I remember the feeling that I got where I couldn't get any more information for anyone else. It was such a sticky energy in the room at that point where it was like, maybe he was coming through to apologize, or maybe he was coming through to get something to your husband, but you wouldn't allow it. So it literally blocked the reading. And I really haven't had that happen that often, to be honest with you, where someone's like, tell him to go away or whatever. But
right.
I will tell people up front, you have to allow whoever's going to come through. I mean, sometimes you get like a neighbor's kid. It's just the way it is. And I think it's, as long as I'm clear with people that just because your loved one doesn't come through first, or they don't come through at that particular time, they're not. That doesn't mean that they're not okay. It just, for whatever reason, it could be a timing issue, it could be me, it could be you, it could be them. I don't know what the issue is. And anyone who claims to know exactly why is lying. Because I think we can only give our best assumption, which is there's something that we don't know, but there's a good reason for it. That's the only reason, you know. And if it is something where it's protecting you, and I do feel like spirit protects us to the extent that they can from people.
Right.
You know, because I always say, like, people are like, do I have to worry about spirits? I'm like, no, you got to worry about people. You know,
exactly.
People can really be judgmental, nasty, and hurt. Usually a lot of times that stuff comes from, like, anger will come from fear, from being hurt. So they, you know, immediately, like, are, I've had people come in where they froze up, you're the psychic, you tell me. Like, I don't even like that term psychic because of that. You know,
right.
So I do think it's really interesting how, and I like the concept that their energy is blending with ours, and through that merger, we're able to convey certain levels of information and evidence.
Right. It's a mind-to-mind blend, like you said, and that's exactly what it is. It's a mind-to-mind blend. It's an energetic blend. And when people say, well, I want to know this, I want to know this, what I've gotten to the habit of saying lately and is, I'm just being directed by them. They are giving me the information, and I am just the messenger. So if that happens to come up, then great. But if not, it's like sit back, relax, and listen, you know, because this is what it is, you know. I mean, I can't dictate. I'm working for them. I'm working for spirit. And so, you know, they've come a long way. But, I mean, you have to – I wish I can convey to people how it is such a reunion of souls. You know, it's a reunion. It's a family reunion, you know. It's a heart-to-heart reunion. This is a joyous time, you know. They get a chance to speak to you again. And they get a chance to convey to you that they're always around. you know, and so where your necklace is pretty kind of like mundane. Like it's like I almost get the feeling like I know it's important to you on the earth plane where the necklace is, but you know what? To them, does it really matter? You know, the fact that they're here in this room giving evidence of who they are, that's the important thing. And people say, well, what's the point of this? What's the point of mediumship? The point is to prove the continuity of life, and I'm doing that through the evidence so you know exactly who I'm talking to or who's coming through, you know? Some people, you know, that's what they're looking for, and some people, they want to know where their cell phone is. They want to know where the will is. They want to know where you buried the money, you know?
Yeah, like I couldn't agree with you more. And I just want to be clear, like the people listening out there, that most people, it's not like that. But there are certain
right.
people where
it's
it
not.
Comes in and it does stick out. Like it really stands out to me. Like there's nothing worse when I get somebody that's not a good recipient and they're just not in a good place or they're very difficult. And it has nothing to do with – it makes the reading harder. I don't think they understand that. They put like a stress
right.
on the energetic flow. And when they leave, there's almost like a stickiness. I'm like, ugh. You know, and it's a very real feeling for a medium on the other end of that. But for the most part, most people come in with an open mind, an open heart, and they really, really enjoy it. And I agree
oh,
with
absolutely.
You. I think people need to know that you know, the evidence in and of itself is truly what it's about. You know, it's
exactly.
truly about receiving something from the other side so that you can move on. It's and I've had people say stuff like, well, if I don't let go and I don't let them go, that they're stuck on the earth plane or something like that. That makes no sense to me. That just doesn't make any
right.
sense to me. I do say quite a bit, which I get quite a bit, is they're happy when you're happy, and when you're sad, they feel that too. But I don't feel like if you don't let them go that they're going to be somehow stuck in between planes. To me, that's just nonsense. They move on whether you want them to or not. You know, that's just my philosophy and my understanding, though.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. But, yeah. I think we've had the discussion about the stuck spirit thing. But, yeah, and I can go on and on about that. But, yeah, so, yeah, I was just bringing up the worst-case scenarios. But, you know, on the most part, people are pretty, you know, open-hearted. And they're pretty excited, you know, when they come to us and they, you know, want to hear from their loved ones that have crossed over.
And I think when they're excited, it makes
go.
It a, you feel the energy when they walk in the room, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can feel the energy, you know, they're excited and they, you know, and then that's raising the vibration. So, you know, if you are going to a reading with a medium face to face, you know, it's important for us to raise our vibration, you know, to connect to spirit, but it's also important for the sitter to raise their vibration. So on your way to your reading, you know, play your favorite music, you know, or whatever that may be, or do, or whatever, you know, whatever raises
yeah, just
your
be
vibration.
In a good space.
In a good space, exactly, you know, because that's really what it's all about, because I can tell the difference between people that really want to be there, have an open mind, open heart, you know, they're jazzed, you know, they're excited, you know, like, wow,
jazzed.
You know, they're jazzed, yeah, you know, and then you have people, sometimes I don't know why they're coming
Well, I get people
reading.
That come in, they're like, well, my friend got a reading, so I'm here. I'm like, well, gee, aren't I excited? All right, so look, I don't want to stop
okay.
our conversation, but we have a lot of callers.
Yes,
so I just
yes,
wanted
yes,
to
yes.
say real quick that, what did I want to say? I just wanted to kind of plug a few events. Again,
okay.
you can find Kim at kimgriffinmedium.com or Kim Griffin Evidential Medium on Facebook. You can find me at drewcalley.com or Psychic Medium Drew Calley at Facebook. On November 15th in Saratoga Springs, I have a group guided meditation. Love them. You're more than welcome to come. I just need an email first. You can see them on the website. It's $10 at the door. On November 29th, I'm doing a spirit message gallery in Saratoga Springs. And then I have a workshop on December 5th in Saratoga, but in Pearl River, New York, down by North Jersey. There's a mediumship workshop, level 1, at the Pearl River Hilton. And then there's Reiki 1 and 2 training in January. So if any of those, if you're interested in any of those, please see the website or shoot me an email at info@drewcalley.com. And that's about it for me. Do you have anything you wanted to share, Kim?
Well, I'm going to be at Nanabaka Winery in Wilmington this weekend, actually Saturday night, starting at 6:30. So I will be doing that if you're local. Also, I have a spiritual meetup development and meditations every other Tuesday. So if you're in the Wilmington area, North Carolina, coastal North Carolina, give me a shout out. And, yeah, that's about it. So that's
beautiful.
All I have.
All right. Yeah. So the first caller, let me see here. We got a lot. All right. So I have, it's the area code is 207. 207 is the area code. The last four digits are 8820. Let me make sure I'm connecting. I'm new at this. Hello? Again, the area code is 207, and the last four digits are 8820. Caller, are you there? All right. So we have a new caller, same area code, 207, but the last four digits are 6298. Caller, are you there? All right. Hello? All right, so obviously I'm new at this. And you know what? I screwed up the chat room, so nobody's logged in.
Okay.
So the next caller, and this person's been on hold for about 39 minutes. The area code is 216, and the last four digits are 2230. Let me just plug them in. This is Kim and Drew with Speaking Spirit. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yep, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Were you surprised that we picked up? You sound surprised.
No, not at all. I don't know. Mine got picked up. I wonder why the other two didn't.
What's your first name?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Okay, so Sharon, you're looking to connect with a loved one, correct?
Yeah, and I want to see if they have any messages for me.
Sure. Who are you looking to connect with?
Anybody.
Hang on. Okay,
really,
so do you understand that Dad is in spirit, correct?
It's my grandfather. My dad's still living, so it would be my grandparents who I was so close to, yeah.
Okay, and do you understand the J initial or the John?
Well, J is my dad's name, Jim.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Now, do you understand, I keep getting that there's a lung or a respiratory issue with grandfather. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and I don't know if it was lung cancer, but I need to go to the respiratory issue, and I just want to cough. Like I have serious issues up here, and that's what he's showing me. Now, are you the one with the green thumb?
No, with flowers, okay. But not no.
Flowers, okay. Because he just keeps showing me gardening, but that's why I want to see the green. Your grandmother? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Hold on. And, you know, the other name that I'm getting with him is James. Do you understand the James?
That's my dad. He's probably
Okay, that's the Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay. And you also – it's so funny. I just keep getting a load of names. I'm also getting – it's almost like he's showing me Jimmy D. Jimmy D. Do you understand that?
Jimmy D.
Yeah, it's almost like I want to say J.D.
Huh. Oh, but that doesn't mean that I won't think of it later, but I really
don't.
Yeah,
I'm just pleased, and it's coming through really clear here with that. Now, do you understand why he's showing me the number in the 60s or 67, 68? Do you understand that with him as far as age when he passed?
It was in the 60s, but the later part. But we were all born, all of us girls were born around that area, the 65, 66, 67, 68. He was a little bit more... toward 69.
Sure.
I was still young.
That's close enough for me. That's close enough.
It is.
Now, do you understand why he keeps showing me the Maryland connection? I don't know where you're calling from. I don't know where 216 is, but he's just showing me a Maryland connection, so I don't know if there's a Navy connection here or if he's trying to show me the state of Maryland. Do you understand that?
Or my grandmother, Marilyn.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So this is exactly what Kim and I were talking about before, is that sometimes it will give us something that will lead us to something that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you understand? Now, are you in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just keep getting Ackerman or Akron.
Akron's around us. Akron's around me.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you have... I keep hearing about the little sister or the little S initial, like Susie or Sally.
I have a little sister, but not... I do have a younger sister, but it's not an S. Let me think if I know anybody.
Okay, do you understand? Is she the smoker?
She may smoke and sneak.
Yeah, because I feel like it's almost like I need to tell, or I need to talk, and I don't normally get that. I will get somebody that is deceased will show me, like, hey, look, I was a smoker, and it led to this, or they're just showing me that to give you evidence. But he's almost showing me, like, you need to take care of little sis, or you need to check on her.
Okay.
But he keeps showing me these cigarettes with her.
Are you sure it's not me? Because I've been sneaking, too.
Are you?
I started this year. That's why, and I'm an S initial. But my sister could do it. I don't
Are you? Okay, are you the middle?
I'm the middle. I'm the middle
okay.
child.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So just know, I just feel like he's just giving me a lot of facts here, and I feel like that's the way he was. Do you understand that with him?
Yes, he was very factual, very, very intelligent. Does he have
yes.
any message
okay.
for me? He knows I'm looking for a message. He knows what I'm looking for. Can you get any message that he has to give to me?
The one thing I keep saying is that I just keep hearing about your mom is fine. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I do understand
okay.
what he means by that.
Your mom is fine. And is she living or past?
She's living, but she's had
okay.
some mental issues, but... Yeah,
I
know
feel like
exactly.
she's, I need to just reference her that she's fine.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I need to, he just keeps making me aware. Now, look, I know you're waiting specifically for something. I can't guarantee I'm going to get that. I'm just going to give you what
I
I'm
know
getting.
That. Oh, my gosh.
What I'm definitely
great.
Getting is I need to talk about the foods or the intake of what you're either eating or drinking. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do. I've been eating junk, a lot of sugar lately.
And
yeah.
I just feel like it gives you, it doesn't, it's not good for you, but it's not good for your mind. It's not just the body. I just feel like you have a very busy head, and you can give yourself a guilt trip. So it's like just either stop thinking about it, complaining about it, just do something about it. Because that's the way
okay,
he is.
Right.
He's like definitely, it's like he may analyze something for a bit, but when he makes up his mind, that's what he does. Do you understand that with him?
He's right, though. I've been eating a lot of junk. I'm not heavy, but I've been I've been on a sugar. I know. He's absolutely right. But I am healthy. I did go to the doctor's. I got a great checkup. But he's right. I've been eating way, totally
now,
off
Now, do you
balance,
have your grandmother's bureau or chest or, like, some sort of piece of furniture?
Yes, I have a chest.
Okay, perfect. They just keep showing me the transfer of something from grandmother to you.
Yeah, when she died. Uh-huh.
And do you understand that it was heart failure with her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just feel like it's their way of coming through. And it's just, they just, you know, now she's really big into angels. Do you understand that?
Yes, so am I.
She just, okay.
I'm all over my house.
That's got to be the connection. She just keeps talking about, you know, the angels are around you, but we're your angels. We're around you. And I just wanted to be clear with that. And just know that, there's a lot of love here, and it's almost like you already, I just keep feeling like you already know the answer to what you're looking for. So they're not, it's like, I just feel like it's like, look inward. You already have the answer. Trust yourself. Stop looking outside of yourself for the answer you're looking for because you already know. Does that make sense?
Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. Do they ever give me, I know, spirits don't
So that's what
timing.
I'm really getting for you,
I
and I just feel
okay.
like it's really important that you trust your own instincts on this. And is it a decision? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the decision hasn't, I haven't gotten to that point where I have to make a decision yet.
I just feel like it's, but
I'm
I feel like the
goal.
Decision,
I'm trying
but
to
I feel like
that
you're already at the point, it's just you're not acknowledging it. And it's important that you make the decision on your own because you already know what's right.
I know. I do.
And you have to trust that. You have to follow it. And I feel like it's your journey, so that they don't want to chime in and give you something, because that takes the responsibility off of you. And you already know what you need to do. It's like I feel like they already told you. You already know. You already know. But look, we have a whole list of callers here. So we do have to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Sharon, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for letting us connect.
Thanks. Have a nice evening. Thank you so much.
You too. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, so the next caller is a 360 area code, and the last four digits are 3396. Again, it's 360, and then the last four digits are 3396. I'm going to patch you through. This is Kim and Drew with Speaking Spirit. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Kim, I'm going to pass this off to you, okay?
Okay, very good. Hello, Lori, how are you?
Hi, not too bad.
Okay. So what can I do for you tonight? Are you wanting to get in touch with a spirit?
Yes, my friend Dave, who recently passed from me.
Okay, all right. You don't need to tell me any more information.
Okay.
Okay, and so just give me a couple seconds to connect with him. So what I understand from him is that he was a very inquisitive guy. I'm also understanding, Lori, I'm going to give you a bunch of information, and then you just let me know what part of the information that you can take, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I do also understand that he makes me feel like his hair is always, like, in his face, or he feels like it's parted on the side, and he keeps on pushing, like, that part away from his eyes. That's what he keeps on doing. He's squinting a little bit, too. There might have been a stigmatism in his eye, but I'm not sure, but he just keeps on squinting as well. So he's making me feel that something was affecting his vision, and it feels like the end of his life. It feels like there was something about that. He's making me feel that he feels there's like a sickness within his core. So I'm not saying that he was overweight, but I feel like there might have been some kind of inflammation in the middle of his core section. Would you understand any of that information?
Yeah.
Okay. What can you take from that information?
Well, he had prostate cancer.
Okay. But I'm also understanding that it feels like the two of you had this in-and-out relationship. It feels like you are always connected to each other, but it feels like geographically there is some times where you may not have seen him physically. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He's also making me aware, presenting to me a calendar. So I'm also understanding there might have been a trip that he planned on taking, and it feels like he might have been, as he puts it, kind of running out of time, per se. He was trying to fit everything in. So it feels like, again, you did tell me there was a prostate problem, there was cancer, but it also feels like he was diagnosed not that long ago, and it feels like it went pretty fast as well. So it feels like he had this bucket list, and is making me also aware that somebody that was helping him out with his bucket list. Would you understand that?
I'm not aware of that, really. It seemed like he kept procrastinating, and he never did get things done in time. And
He ran out of time. Okay. He also wants to make me aware that you seem to suffer from some anxiety once in a while. He's making me feel that he also suffered from the same thing at a certain time of his life. But he's also making me feel that he had calmed himself down as well. So it makes me feel it was a lot of practice for him to kind of focus in and not being so anxious. So he's also making me aware that you may suffer from the same thing at times, that your worrywart is what what he wants to say. And he's making me feel that, again, it was the same type of calamity that he had suffered as well when he lived on the earth plane, but he got into a good rhythm and not to sweat the small stuff, not to sweat the small stuff. So would you understand that?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay. So he's also making me aware of his send-off, and that's what he wants to talk about, his send-off, and he's making me aware that there was a few people, but it was a lovely service is what he wants to say. Small and intimate is what he wants to say. Would you understand that, Lori?
You mean like his memorial?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's coming on the 14th.
Okay, so he's making me feel like it's a small, intimate memorial. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really all I have for tonight for you. So thank you very, very much for calling. And I just also want to extend our sympathy and how very, very sorry I am for your loss.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so next caller is, I have a 910 area code. Last four digits are 6737. Again, 910-6737. Hello,
hi.
This is Kim and Drew with Speaking Spirit. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello, North Carolina. I know
yeah,
she's from North Carolina.
I heard you saying something about the Outer Banks. I thought, oh, okay.
Okay. I'm actually in Wilmington.
My name is Gail.
Dale or Gail?
Gail.
Dale, okay. Oh, Kim, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. No, I'm sorry for interrupting. It's Gail with a G.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I have an odd question.
I'm sorry, Gail, what'd you say?
I said, I have an odd question, and I don't know if it's something that you can help me with, but I have had two items come up missing that I need for an upcoming trip that I cannot find anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're connecting with Spirit tonight. So is there someone that you wanted to connect with on the other side, because we really want to focus on connecting with the other side?
Well, I was wondering if my mom was playing with me, because my mom has passed on, so if you pick up anything.
Sure, hold on one sec. Kim, do you want me to take this or do you want to take it?
Sure.
Okay. So, Gail, just give me one second, okay?
Sure.
Now, I just want to make sure I'm with your mom first, okay? Now, do you understand that there was some sort of condition with her?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm really drawn to the organs, like almost to the liver. Do you understand this, or the kidney?
Possibly kidney.
Okay. And you understand that there's something wrong with the blood? I don't know if it's cancer, but I need to go to something wrong. Like, I just keep getting, like, I feel like there's an ongoing condition. Now, are you the
cancer.
One with the cats, or is mom the cat lover? Why do I keep hearing about cats?
I'm the cat. Well, we both were.
Okay, perfect. So let me just keep working with this, okay? Now, is your real name, is it just Gail or is it Abigail?
No, it's Gail.
Okay. I keep getting this, like, Abby name. I don't know exactly why. Do you understand that? Why I would get, like, an Abby or Abigail?
No.
Huh. Okay. Now, do you understand why she's also talking about within the last 5 years? Was it 5 years ago that she passed?
No, she just passed away in January.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if this is your mom then. Let me just make sure, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you understand somewhere around the mid-50s with this woman? I want to say the age of 56.
I had a friend about that age that passed away, but it was
cancer.
No, she was shot.
Oh no! I keep getting this. I have somebody, unless I'm misinterpreting it, I have two people, but I need to talk about the age of about 56. I need to talk about, I keep getting this A initial around, so I don't know what that is, and I need to go to some sort of cancerous condition with her. And do you understand, I don't know what this is, but she keeps showing me that she had three kids. Do you understand this with your friend?
My friend had two children.
Are you one of three?
No, I'm one of five.
No, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not. I thought I was with you there for a minute, but and I think I was, but I somehow lost it. Kim, are you getting anything? Can you help here?
Yeah, I believe I am. Gail, may I read for you?
We have
you
about
sure?
like
Go
3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So, here we go. We only have 4 minutes, Gail, so I tend to go very, very fast. So anyhow, mother is making me aware of the fact that she's very, very energetic. So I'm getting a very smaller frame woman that's very, very energetic. She's also making me aware of the fact that she liked to keep herself just so. I'm also understanding that she was a little bit of anal in certain things in her house. Everything had its place. She's making me aware of Campbell's soup. So I don't know if Campbell's soup is something makes me feel like there is a surname of Campbell. So it's not so much the soup, but there is a surname of Campbell. So just remember that I had said that as well. So that might. So I feel that that's a connection. So she may know somebody like Cynthia Campbell or something along that line. So I'm also understanding the name Cynthia connected to her. That could be a friend or that could also be a relative as well. I'm also understanding the date of June, and I want to go into the beginning of June, so I'm feeling like June 2nd or June 3rd. I feel like that is a significant month, a date. It could be a birthday or an anniversary. Does any of that make any sense to you?
Honestly,
Gail?
No. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. It could be somebody else within the family. Would you understand mother being very energetic?
Well, she was a small frame person, and before her health turned bad, she was a very energetic person.
Okay. So would you understand a Cynthia being connected to the family?
No.
Okay, just remember that I had said that. Sometimes we get a little bit of amnesia because she's making me feel that. She's also talking about Sunday dinners being something that she loved to do. Would you understand that?
Most definitely.
Okay, she's making me feel like she was a Martha Stewart in a sense.
Yes.
So she has a very, very keen sense of humor is what I want to say as well. Would you understand that about your mother?
Yes.
Okay, she's also making me aware of a heart that is with diamonds or diamond-encrusted heart. If you can't remember that now, just remember that I had said that. I don't know if that was hers or yours, but she's making me feel there's a smaller heart and that it feels like there's little diamond chips or something with stones in it. Would you understand that?
No.
Okay, remember that I had said that because it could belong to somebody else. You have a sister, correct?
I do.
Okay, so she's making me aware that somebody had left a heart to your sister. Not saying that mother did, but she's making me feel that as well. She wants to carry on the traditions of Monopoly, so you would understand that. She's talking about a lake house as well. I understand that you are also near the Outer Banks, but she wants to talk about a lake house. So she's making me feel she's gravitated towards up north, so she's making me feel like she'd like to take vacations up north is what I want to say, north of North Carolina. So it could be Virginia or Maryland or whatever. Would you understand that?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. I may not be connecting to you, but I feel that maybe if I am, maybe you're just not aware of some of these things or just not connecting the dots. But we only have a couple minutes. We only have 2 minutes. So
yeah.
Thank you very, very much for
Lori,
calling. And.
Thank you so much for calling. And I did feel like there's two people here, so I don't know exactly what the, what the confusion is, for at least for me. The one thing I keep getting about the items is that I just keep feeling like you need to go downstairs. So I don't know why. I don't know if it's underneath steps or downstairs, but I just kept hearing downstairs. All right, so I hope this all helps, and we're sorry we're rushed, but we only have so much time, and we had a lot of callers tonight. We're trying to get to as many as possible. But thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
So,
okay. Yes. I almost clicked off on you there. I was not because
that,
of what you were doing, just because I'm not good at this switchboard. But I just wanted to say again, Kim Griffin can be found at kimgriffinmedium.com and also on Facebook at Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. I can be found at drewcalley.com or Psychic Medium Drew Calley at Facebook. And again, we really appreciate the listeners tonight and the callers, and we do try to get it to as many people as possible. So thank you all so much for listening to Speaking Spirit. And Kim, if you have anything you wanted to share, more than welcome.
No, that's about it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and calling in, and we appreciate everything. So that's it.
Good night.
Good night.